the hand of God's in everything that we do. And the great thing about the hand of God being involved is that He's reaching for somebody. He's reaching for somebody. He's reaching for some heart. So our prayer today will be that we can be simple enough to say the right thing to help that maybe one somebody. Romans 6, the very last verse, verse 23. We're going to read this verse today. And then kind of go back and forth and just share some truths. Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We're going to read it one more time. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And I think we can rejoice on the second half of that verse. Hallelujah. A whole lot. Hallelujah. As Paul said in the next chapter, "Who shall deliver me? Who shall save me? This wretched man that I am, who'll deliver me from the body of this death?" But thank God his statement didn't stop there. He said, "I thank my God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So there's always an answer to something that's not so good. And that's why we're able to read this verse of Scripture. He gives an absolute truth in one solid verse. So let's pray today. And let's ask the Lord to help us, shall we? Amen. Lord, we need you today. God, we trust your word is truth. We believe your word is truth. And it has manifested itself, Lord, in our lives because we believed. Hallelujah. There was a performance because we believed. Help us all today to understand. Deliver somebody's soul from present death in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death. Now, this verse of Scripture cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. It cannot be retranslated to mean something else, although most of the planet tries to do it. It's an absolute truth of God that will never change. The Scripture declares to us in Genesis that God spoke to Adam and said, "Adam, look, I made you. You're made in my image. You're holy. You're without blemish. There's no sin in your life. You don't even know what sin is. There's one thing I want you not to do. But in the day that you do what I ask you not to do, you're going to die." Solid truth. It was later, hundreds of years later, written in the law, "The soul that sinneth shall surely die." Now that's a truth. And that's a truth. That's why people grow old and we pass away even physically, because the penalty for doing the wrong thing was death. And when Adam sinned, death passed upon all. And of course, until our day, as it is written, all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why we all need a Savior, because sin is prevalent. It's everywhere. Children, everyone, all of us were born into a human race. We were born into sin. As David said, "In sin did my mother conceive me." And also, Job wrote, teaching us Job 14 and verse 1, that man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. That word trouble only exists because sin's in the world. If sin was not in the world, trouble would not be here. Chaos would not be here. Murder would not be here. Wars would not be here. But sin is in the world, and sin always brings death. You can just watch people live a life full of sin, and sin tears people up. It takes a distance even in their natural life. Before they even hit the grave, sin shows what sin can really do. See, sin's a deceiver. See, sin was messing with Eve when Eve knew no sin. She was pure. She was holy. There was no shame. She was a child of God. She was one with her husband. She was Adam. Both Adam and Eve together. They were the human race at that time. But sin began to meddle. And sin always lies. And we experience this when we're talking with sinners, when we're preaching the gospel to every creature. What surfaces is death begins to talk to us. You see, when you're converted, you passed from death unto life. See, you rejoice in that second half of verse 23. But let's back up and stay with death for a few minutes. See, death began to deal with life and to entice and to deceive. And sin said, "You know what? If you do what God asks you not to do, you'll become wise. You'll become a god You become this. You become that. Nothing will happen. God's lying to you. That's the nature of sin. And that's the nature of death. And unfortunately, Eve believed the lie. And sin slew her. And she was deceived and beguiled, as the scripture says. And that's the only thing sin can do. And of course, Adam did eat after a while, because whenever you yield yourself to sin, as the scripture teaches, as we're going to go over, you become the servant to sin. Sin doesn't serve you, you serve it. Another absolute truth. You serve sin. Sin's your master. And when we preach the gospel to every creature, what we're dealing with, when the answers become, you know, they retort back to us about not being able to live for God and all this is foolish, and they begin to say, no, this is what the scripture really means. All we're hearing is we're hearing that deceiver. We're hearing the lies. We're hearing death talk to us. And so the challenge is to preach a gospel so that somebody like us, when we were dead in our sins, there was an element that saved us from our sin. Because God always has the last say. And God's smarter than sin. Hallelujah. And we ought to rejoice about that. No matter how notorious we were, God planted something in human nature that is the answer. It's like His Homan beacon. If we can turn it on, all of a sudden it doesn't matter how nasty we are. Amen. The gospel boat's coming. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. So, the wages of sin is death. So, Adam and Eve, Adam partook and he died. And he said, well, he was still living. No, he was dead. He was still alive, but 930 years later, sin took its toll on his flesh too. And he did die according to the word of God. But there was a more serious death that happened to Adam that day. He was driven from the presence of God. And that's death, my friend. You want to live that type of life after, especially after being on a Pentecostal pew, or a church pew, if you don't want to use that word, but a church pew where the gospel is preached, let me say it like that, and you're going to end up lost, you're a sad creature. You're a sad creature. Something's not gone all the way up to the top of your elevator there. I mean, your elevator hasn't gone all the way to the top if you're living in death. If after the gospel's been preached over and over and over again, you're still living in sin. Praise God. But we hope today, with a message that's full of love and desire of God, as I said, to reach for you, that maybe you'll hear something. Because Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. The wages of sin is death. So it's a truth. Truth that cannot be altered nor changed, no matter what everybody preaches. And there's all sorts of preaching going on. There's all sorts of people sitting in pews, and the preacher saying, you know, we can't live free from sin. And the congregation saying, amen. It's too hard to really live this thing. And they're all saying, amen. You can't really walk with God because nobody's perfect. Amen. No, it's not an amen. It's not amen. It's wrong. Because there's a word from the Lord that says otherwise. And as the scripture teaches in Isaiah 53 and verse 1, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And here comes the secret for us to be rescued, is believing the gospel that can save our soul. Because the scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So back to verse 23 for a moment before I get ahead of myself. Because the remedy is just so exciting to talk about. I mean, who wants to talk about spilt milk? Hallelujah. Right? I mean, we got to do it. We got to talk about it because the sinner needs to be convicted of the error of his way. The sinner needs to come to grips with the Word of God that will challenge the nature of sin in order to rescue the sinner from the sin. Because God is angry with the wicked every day. But He's not angry with the wicked because He wants to hate the wicked, but He hates the works of the wicked. It's that sin, it's that death that God hates. And yet the world says it's okay to live in sin and just believe in Jesus and you're all right because He did everything for us on Calvary's cross. You know, still cuss, chew, smoke, and do all the stuff you want to do living in sin. You go to heaven as long as you've accepted Christ as your Savior. And yet the Word of God does not preach that. It does not preach that. How could the wages of sin be death, but it be okay to be doing sin? When Jesus said in John chapter 8, and we're going to turn there in just a moment, so if you want to turn there now, turn to John chapter 8 so I can read something to you. If we are living in sin, we are servants to sin. How could that be okay? If the wages of sin is death. So the absolute truth challenges every false way, everything that rises up and wants to teach something else contrary to it. There are other absolute truths in the Word of God, like God is a spirit, John 4:24. That will never change, even though people stand up and preach that He's a man. The Scripture emphatically states, word for word, God is not a man. Numbers 23:19, and also 1 Samuel 15:29, I believe. God is not a man. John 4:24, God is a spirit. My point being, it's an absolute truth. So if the world wants to teach that God is something else, we have to go back to the book to find the truth. Because the truth doesn't change because somebody wants to believe something different than the truth. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. So if somebody comes and preaches saying, but there's another way. An angel fell off his horse and hit the earth. And had another gospel and gave it to some dude that was walking through the forest. And now he's got another religion started. And a bunch of people follow after that and say, no, that's God. But we have a word, we go back to the book, and in Galatians 1:8, verse 9 teaches us that if any apostle or an angel or anybody else preaches any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. So the very simple answers are all in the Word of God. Another absolute truth, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. No darkness. No sin whatsoever. For Jesus Christ, who is called our sacrifice, the Lamb of God, John 1:29, he is called our faithful high priest that was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And I believe I was read the other night in Hebrews 4. Yet without sin. Now, if we say that we're born of God and we're Christians and we're living in sin, serving one who has no sin, there's a problem. There's a fundamental doctrinal problem here. Believing that it's okay to be full of death when we proclaim that somebody came to save us and bring us to everlasting life. So what I'm simply doing today is just bringing us back to a very simple word to say, Jesus loves you. He loves you. He cares about you. Jesus came to save sinners. And if he came to save sinners, what did he come to save sinners from? Matthew 1:21 teaches us, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So established in the Word of God, very clearly, very simply, what he came to save us from, our sins. 1 John 3, it's testified, verse 5 I believe it is, that he was manifested to take away our sin. So if you're believing something that says it's okay to sin because after all, nobody's perfect. We can't be saved. I can't live this thing. If you're saying silly things like this, you're saying this from a source because you're conversing with your Father. It's not Jesus, but you are conversing with your Father. And you're conversing with a spirit that's of this world that says, you can't live for God. It's too hard to live for God. And we hear people saying this. You know what we're listening to? We're listening to their daddy. Because they're listening to their daddy. And they're speaking the words of their daddy back to us after we preach the Word of God to them. And the daddy standing up saying, you can't live this thing. It's too hard. You can't serve God because nobody's perfect. We preach perfection by Jesus Christ. And we teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to save people from sin. And it ruffles a lot of feathers. It breaks a lot of barriers in the world of so-called Christianity. But you know what? It's right. It's still right. I say this a lot, and I don't mean to create some sort of, you know, one-liner from Brother Joe at all, but it's just the word I like to say because it's so true. Do you know what? There are a lot of people that are teaching today that you can't live free from sin, and yet you can be born again at the same time. But the Scripture teaches the wages of sin is death. No matter how good their television program is, no matter how many CDs they sell, tapes they make, DVDs they make, or books they write. The word's still there. It didn't disappear because Kenneth Copeland wrote a good book. And it didn't disappear because Benny Hinn blew somebody down. Or anybody else in the world, no matter what denomination they're in. No matter what they preach, the absolute truths don't change. 1 John 4:16 still states that God is love. So you can preach, well, God hates everybody, and there's no love in God, but that doesn't change God's love. John 3:16 doesn't disappear. It's still there. And our job and our victory, okay, is to believe the Word of God. That's the answer. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And God had spoken in Isaiah also that His own arm brought salvation unto him. That Jesus Christ is this outstretched arm of God to rescue us. And so the only answer that people have today to get free from their sin is to believe the Word of God. You can believe a lie and be damned. You can believe that you will never be free from sin. And you're right, you won't be. As long as you believe that report will take you into a place God does not want to send you. Hallelujah. When you come to the church, you're going to hear the Word of God that wants to save you. It's just a big magnet. And we make no apologies for the gospel. It's good. If you're uncomfortable, that's good. That's a real good thing. What's bad is if you're not uncomfortable and you're living in sin. That's bad. That's very bad. But it's good that when you're hearing the Word of God and you know Jesus loves you and He wants to save you and He wants to rescue you. He was called a deliverer. That the deliverer would come out of Zion. Well, if He did come out of Zion, then it must be because somebody needed some help. And the Scripture teaches, while we were yet sinners, in Romans 5, Christ died for us. I'm going to make a statement to you. And so far what I've read in the Word of God backs the statement. And just listen very, very carefully and I'll explain. Sinners are not going to heaven. It's a tough statement, but just chew on it a minute. Look at what the Word says. The wages of sin is death. We all know what it means to work at a job and receive wages. We work sin, then we perish by sin. Then say if we continue in sin, everything will be okay and Jesus will figure it out. It'll all work out and pan out someday. Didn't say that, did it? The wages of sin is death. All right, let's go to John 8. I believe I have you in. So before we go any further, and I'm almost through. Jesus just wants to get you to pass from this death to life. Hallelujah. So this is what Jesus said, and He was trying to help some people and give them a clue. In verse 34, Jesus answered them, and He's talking to some Jews who were saying, well, we're Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How do you say you shall be made free? Because Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's only one truth. Praise the Lord. Only one truth. He said, verily, verily, or truly, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. You're not going to live forever. You have a choice to live in sin and die in sin, or get a hold of this Jesus and let Him save you from your sins. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Praise the Lord. We'll just stop there. In Romans 5, where we were before, it said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where did the sinner and the ungodly appear? So sinners don't go to heaven. What happens, sinners, they get changed into saints, and then saints go to heaven. Okay, I'm just teaching a little bit of God's math. So we go from being a sinner to becoming righteous. And that's the difference. The righteous inherit the kingdom. The unrighteous do not. So that's the absolute truths here in the Word of the Lord. No matter what anybody teaches, they can say it's okay to live in sin more or less every day, but they're wrong. They're wrong. You live in sin more or less every day, you'll die lost forever without God. So we cannot believe the report of the world. We must believe the report of the Lord. And God's report says you can live right. God's report says you can become holy. God's report says you can be free from sin. I can make you righteous. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's what He wants. And that's what He came to establish in us. And yes, by the world standards, you know, when they think with their sinful mind, as some of us did, well, nobody can be perfect. But we're not talking about you speaking that way based on what you see. We're talking about living right based on what Jesus sees. And you could be out there today just meddling and living your life like a yo-yo, going up and down, and in and out all you want to, but you know, you'll die lost doing that. Because believers just don't do that. Those that believe the Word of God don't live their life like a roller coaster. In the church, out of the church. In the church, out of the church. And when you talk to them, you know, it's my wife and I cut up once in a while, and she'll, you know, I'll call, and if I sound like I'm whining about something, she'll say, hello, ambulance? You know where to go. You know, the wah, wah. Somebody call the ambulance. And you listen to what these people are saying. I can't live right. You know, I tried church and it don't work. It's just too hard to live for God. You keep conversing with that nasty look. The scripture says this, and this sounds like hard truth, but you know what? Sometimes if we swallow the hard truth, it'll settle sweet. It may taste bitter, but it'll settle sweet. The scripture teaches, whosoever commit a sin is of the devil. Jesus looked at his own people and said, you know what? You're of your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do. Listen to what he says here in John 8. I want to read this to you because we've heard these things. We've all chatted with people. We've all listened to this. And all that we're hearing is we're hearing something that's not of God. It's death talk. They're alive, but they're dead. They're dead to God. And that's what sin makes us. Sin makes us dead to God. And that's why you talk this way. If you weren't dead to God and you were alive to God, you would say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? If some problem comes up in your humanity, you say, well, hey, I've got dynamite inside my soul. We're going to take care of this problem. Because the scripture teaches us the way we live for God is through the Spirit of God. We mortify things. We take care of things that are against us. So that's the thing about conversion is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So we get to live for God based on the power of God. Not our own power, God's power. That's why we can live for God and be free from sin. It's not our own works. It's the works of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said this, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. So when you talk that way, you're just talking about what you see with your daddy. You know that sports saying? When the Yanks picked on, you know, Pedro years ago, created a big slogan, who's your daddy? So I'd like to ask you today, who's your daddy? Is Jesus your daddy or is the devil? Yeah, but I'm saved. I confessed Christ and I'm born again. Yeah, I just cussed my neighbor out, but I'm saved. Really, who's your daddy? The scripture says, let no filthy communication proceed out of your mouth. Perhaps you omitted that verse. And those that are in Christ Jesus speak no guile. And you that name the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Come on, we're giving you good word of God here. More than the ones that are on those dumb tracks. And we're not persecuting nobody. We don't hate nobody. We love you. We care about you because there's sincerity in your soul. You want to live for God. You want to be holy. But you just don't know how. So what we're doing is we're showing you how. We're showing you how. Praise the Lord. And how we do it is to really believe on the word of God. Not according to how you're being taught to believe, but how Jesus teaches us to believe. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So somebody coming by in darkness plucks that one scripture and says, see, I believe. That means I have everlasting life. Well, this Jesus did something. And he said a whole lot of other things. So you just can't quote what he said, take it for yourself, and try to self-interpret it because it just doesn't work. So here today, I'm concluding, and I hope in every way that you're understanding what I'm saying, because this is not attacking anybody. This is just to help some people realize that the wages of sin is death, and we must believe the Word of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, and that's the key here. Do you believe God? Do you believe God or do you believe what sin's telling you? Hallelujah. You can live for God if you'll believe the Word, and the gospel will rescue you and give you the power. Let's read something here, a backtrack, and then I'll be finished. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Word of God says, very clear. And if after you hear this, you want to know, well, what's it take to get to this eternal life? Because it's a gift of God. We're going to tell you. We're going to tell you today. Listen to what the Word says. And seriously, think about everything that you've heard. Think about the statements and the tracts that you've read and the things that make excuse for sin. They make excuse because God knows we're human beings and we're prone to failure. And we can't do things right without His help. And they say these things and it sounds good, but it's mixed with things that will lead you away into a dark alley where you can get beat over the head and not believe the truth. So let's read. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid is the answer. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the answer. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And here's how you do it. And it's explaining to you what to do. Because when you're living wrong and you're doing wrong things, it's because you're yielding yourself to do the wrong things. And when you yield yourself to do the wrong things, you're allowing sin to become a strong man over you and to bind you and to carry you away captive. But all you've got to do, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I want to serve You. God, I believe this Word that You're preaching to me today. And I believe the Word that I read today, that You can free me from sin. And if you'll start turning from your sin to God, that's called repentance. Right. They say, God, I want to live for You. Praise the Lord. God's going to free you from sin. Because sin doesn't have any power to hold you when through faith you start attaching yourself to this powerful gospel. Because the gospel is a fishing net that will scoop down where you are and pull you out of where you are. Praise the Lord. That's why we emphasize the only remedy that can save you, repentance and remission of those sins in Jesus' name. For Ananias in Acts 22 and 16 told Saul, why are you waiting here, Saul? You've been fasting and praying for 3 days. Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Because that's the answer. God wants to destroy that body of sin that made you a murderer and a blasphemer and an injurious person against the people of God. Just yield yourself to God. And He was. And that's why the answer came. And like Brother Mike said, when you reach for God, you find God reaching for you. Surprise, surprise. Hallelujah. When you call, all of a sudden, His line's already open. Yours is the one closed. His line's always open. He's always the door, like the pastor preached a few nights ago. Jesus said, I'm the door. It's an open door. But all of a sudden, when you kick on your phone line from your soul, all of a sudden, you hear Him talking. I love you. I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hey, how about that? Another absolute truth. That if we're followers of God, we will not walk in sin. But yet the world says it's okay to live in sin and be saved at the same time. So I think Jesus just proved the world wrong, yes? If we follow God, we will not walk in sin. Because there's something in us that will keep us from sin. And sin will not have dominion over us. That's why, look, if you've come to church for a long, long time, and let's say you've been baptized in Jesus' name, let's say you've claimed to have the Holy Ghost, and you're given some sort of wah song, hey, there ain't no room for no ambulance music here. I mean, you're out there at pity party, and I can't live right, I keep messing up. Hey, look, forgive us if it seems to be no sympathy, but you just need to get your act together, grow up, live for God, make the choice to serve God and believe the truth. And that's the answer. That'll get you off the ambulance and get you on the train that leads you to glory, that says, I can do all things. Hallelujah. I can live for God. I can walk with God, because Jesus don't talk that way. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's stand. I've preached long enough. Oh, yes. And that's the real simple message here today. Jesus wants you to pass from death to life. He wants you to understand, number one, if you live in sin, you're going to perish. Don't perish. Don't perish. Look, many of us had to come to God and we had to just throw away all that we believed about God so He could straighten out all the confusion and give us the truth. And it all starts with simple believing. It really does. It doesn't matter what you're not understanding right now. Believe the Word of God. Because the gospel is the power of God that will bring you to salvation if you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe today? Oh, Jesus is fishing for some belief today. Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe me? Or do you want to live in slop? Praise the Lord. Sin's not too tough. You just love it too much. Glory. Sin's not stronger than the Lord. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So we are without excuse. We've got so much good stuff that Jesus wants to reach us with if we'll just let Him reach us. So I invite whosoever will today. Not saying that you're a sinner today if you come, but whosoever will may come. And if you're having trouble in your life, look, let Jesus rescue you. Look, you've got to be rescued. You're not going to make it. And that's the strong stuff that sometimes we don't feel good saying. But it's the truth just the same. See, but I'm this religion. Don't matter. But I'm that religion. It don't matter. Look, church titles don't mean anything to God. Pentecostal don't mean nothing to God. Apostolic don't mean nothing to God. Presbyterian don't mean nothing to God. Jehovah Witness don't mean nothing to God. Methodist don't mean nothing to God. Episcopalian don't mean nothing to God. Universalist don't mean nothing to God. The gay church don't mean nothing to God. What means something to God is His Word. Because it's that Word of God that's forever settled in heaven. And that's the Word we've got to attach ourselves to if we're going to make it. And that Word's not going to pass away, but we will. Oh, hallelujah. Call on Jesus' name together, would you? Lift up your voice. Lift up your soul. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Hallelujah. Talk to Him. Jesus. 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 Save today. If God, we said something simple enough today. Save today. God, deliver from things that are not truth. Deliver from the deceiver today. That says people can't be free. Oh, hallelujah. Deliver, Lord, today. Thank you, Jesus, from the Father of lies. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Deliver from the Father of lies. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver from the body of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry.
Hear my humble cry, Lord.
Oh, why?
Humble cry. talk to him today. He's your answer.
Savior,
he came to save you. He's your answer. Let him help you.
Savior,
oh, hallelujah.
Savior,
oh, Lord, hear my humble cry. While on others that were calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today,
Jesus,
as you keep dwelling on the Lord here, I want you to remember this statement. And it's a statement that's just, it's true. With this in mind, that He didn't come to condemn, but to save. If we continue in sin, we will perish. Hallelujah. If we continue in sin. And there are people that don't understand the Word of God yet, but they will. And they talk to us all and they claim that they're right with God. And they're not. The deception of sin deceives a lot of people. But we're here to bring about a Word that can help. And so I hope today you've heard the Word of God. And let God bless you today, Pastor.